Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay. Continuing on the topic that we've been doing about Tiful B'chola and especially about a Goseis and what the... The Tzitzeli, we mentioned yesterday, the Machlok is the Beis Yaakov and the Shvus Yaakov. That the Beis Yaakov was of the opinion that once a person's a Goseis, then there's no real Chiyuv Hatzalah for him anymore. And to try to stop the Neshama from leaving is not proper.
Rabbi, which packet is it today?
Today is packet 20, Chav Beis, 22.
Thank you.
And the Shvus Yaakov was of the opinion that no, there is a din of Chayishah, even by a Goseis. Rav Lau said, but it's only if you're doing something that strengthens his body to keep him living. But he doesn't think that there's, according to the Shvus Yaakov, you have to hire somebody to keep chopping wood forever. He doesn't think that even the Shvus Yaakov would. So this packet is the Tzitz Eliezer here on page 2 is discussion whether is a doctor permitted to take the cola off a respirator. Imuta larofe lanatek esachola bimachshir hanshama hamlachotit, right? That's the rest. Who chaser kol chius atzmis and kol sikoy latzilo. In other words, we don't think he's going to ever be able to live independently. Or shelo yehi chayev akol parim lahafil, or would we say that if the respirator shut off, would there be an obligation to restart it, etc.? So he says, so he starts at the bottom. Pu'ulas Eila, on the bottom right. Hey, Bemida Main Shev Altasa. In other words, we're talking about things that are sheva al tasa. In other words, obviously you can never do something b'kum vaseh, but so to actually take him off would be a kum vaseh, but once it's shut off, so would we say that you don't have to restart it? If they're in the situation where there's no, and is this similar to the Ramah? In other words, the Ramah saying you don't have to. What do we say? No, maybe the Ramah's case, like we discussed, the Ramah's case might be is very different, because the Ramah's case is neurological, as Stephen Fine said, and others of you said, Dr. Fine. Stephen Jaffe, Dr. Fine, and you said, some of you have pointed out that's a neurological charge that you're giving him. So maybe that, but maybe when it comes to oxygen, maybe that's a different thing. Maybe you can't compare it to the Ramah. So that's the question. Taking somebody off a respirator, is that similar to the Ramah's case, or not restarting the respirator, is that similar to the Ramah's case about chopping of the wood? Or not? So that's the question. So he says, look at the bottom of page 12, or page 2, on the right, left. Yeshnam rofim shebeshum ofen lo ya'izu lanatek as achol achoser hakarov tarmdei makoma Hamukah v'tchuf aruchah. V'yuduim mishrim shalcholam v'tkayim v'tchuf es aruchas v'tzura. Get as below chozrin. Below kol siman echiyas. In other words, there's some doctors that will never take someone off, so they could be in a coma for who knows how long, for a long time. And they'll just keep. So is that question? Is that a requirement? And then this Os Bay is the second arrow. Yeshnam Rofim Hanogim Livdok Es Yicholto Shalachol Lepula Neshima. Some doctors will take him off for 5-10 minutes and see, is there any possibility of independent breathing? In other words, is he have some level of independence? So, the no stuff, so that's the question, what's the proper thing? And this is the question to the Tzitz Eliezer. This is being written by this doctor, Dr. Mayer, Professor Dr. David Mayer. And he's asking the Tzitz Eliezer which way does he think is proper. And then on page 3 on the top he says, Benosaf, Yeshnam She'elos, Acheres beulos machshir and shom nasis bemtzois chashmol lochamson v'hafsakos hafsakosim mafsikas apula machshir. Rekel sholcho koshul lemachshir and shom v'sholdas harofei eikol sikoi latzilo. Machavot shol sholom k'shapulas hamachshir nefsekes. Say it stopped for some reason. So does he have to make sure that he goes back on, or is that shev al tase? And then Sheval Tasa. So those were the questions that were posed to the Tzitz Eliezer. So now the Tzitz Eliezer is going to respond on page 4. So he quotes the Machaber about Goses, he quotes the Ramah about the chopping of the wood, and then he says, Lamadnu. On page 4 on the left. L'manu m'nei ramach ha-mutu l'hasid dover ha-monea yitzias ha-nefesh al-gosus v'lonika z'amai se-klal. In other words, you could do hasaras ha-monea. In other words, so he quotes the Levush. And the Levush says that, you know, you could take away. You can't take away the pillow. You can't take away the pillow, even though it could be that the friction of the feathers are causing him to stay alive. But you're still not allowed to take it away. So what's the pshat? What's the difference?
Don't sit in that room, please. Sandy, not in that room.
Shemno harei hasam enu osa klum. He says, so there you're doing an action that's.
No, mekarv, I decide it's not my business.
You mekarv misasa.
What am I going to tell him? You want to call him? I don't know.
Okay, let's please.
Shandy, did you speak to Kunstlinger yesterday?
Yeah.
About Grossman. I told you were there. I wanted to call you.
Ulamataz don't like that.
About Grossman. Okay. What did you say?
So the body might be moving, etc. And then he quotes the Ramah.
Well, send it to his house.
So the Ramah makes a.
Don't follow. That's the most important thing on today's agenda.
Okay, please.
Rav Kesserman, please mute.
Okay. So that's the. That's the discussion here. So he says. So that, so he quotes the Ramah. And then he says, he quotes from the Knesset HaGedolah. Here on page 5, Omnam Maramah, Echriya Kamor, Bezemi Baal, Shulte Giborm, Shosu Lassos Kain, Vatzinim Shiori Knesset HaGedolah, Shemevi Gamhu, Rol Lenoshim Shonogas Kain, Shachola Gosis, Vakar Shahoy Valahum, Notus Shal Ophos, so that was the discussion about the feathers. And he makes it that distinction between Osa Maisa Chutz L'Gufo, Osa Maisa B'Gufo. So he says, Osa Maisa Chutz L'Gufo Ein Kan Al Kiruv Misa. So that's Mutter. Well, Osa Maisa B'Gufo Yesh Lo Tzar. So now getting back to the original question, how does this deal with the wood case comparing it to the respirator? So he says, Iker Achiluk, the last three lines on page 7 on the bottom right. Iker Achiluk, who also Masirak Hagor Machitsoni. Shenenu mevi lochius atzmi, she'osur mishum kach bechlal hasim doverze kidei laki v'tzias nishmoso she'begagav nuta l'asir afil she'osur maisa hechshu azdain chius atzmi kolshu, if he has his own independent chius she'bepul osur gorim l'asias maisa she'kriv v'tzias nishom she'osur v'zeh she'kos name is a maisa klal azim maisa ein kavanos l'chalik ben pula shol she'v al-tazil ben pula shol it's not a maisa. In other words, he's not doing a maisa. Something is stopping the yitzias and hashama. He's taking it away. He says, "Os tes, left side." So he's saying that he doesn't have his own independent breathing, so he thinks maybe that's like stopping, he's comparing it maybe to the chopping of the wood. And he says, if he take it away, they want to check his level of life, or there was a blackout and the electricity stopped. So he's saying that could be that you're not mechuyev. It might be iser to because he doesn't have any independent life. So what's the, so how do you define it? So he says on page 9, so we know there's machlokis about the heart, you know, there's the brain, it's the heart, all these different opinions. But he says if he doesn't have independent life, then he shouldn't put it back on. The chibur knows if you have your yotzuos b'vash enu knows the klum lachshiva. And then he says, but he's saying, he makes a different distinction. He's saying, "Aval old kosev the kam b'shulchanor ma'iri." Last line on page 10 at the bottom right. B'gemar klos hanefesh v'lo b'goses k'vishem ma'iri habeis Yosef. V'fize b'kedoni d'nei shabdu b'gemar klos nefesh imkain tafesh gam de gam diver all Yehuda sheish isur b'meli yesh gam mitzvah lahaser. Because he's saying that with it, it's not just a regular gosis. Because a regular gosis, if you remember yesterday, he paskin like the Shavuos Yaakov. But he's saying that this is further advanced. The Zoskefisha Masbir Shem Shevet Yehuda. In other words, if it's mamish at the end, and so then you have to, it's hard to define what exactly is within a gosis. When it's the Gemar of Yitzias HaNefesh, then he thinks that you have to, even though yesterday, as I said, yesterday he said by Goses, you have to do everything to keep him alive. So here is he making a distinction within Goses. Then he quotes here on the bottom of page 10 on the paragraph of his barrier, and the word line that begins with Divarai, you wouldn't be safe with Divrei Shaul, the shame should base Yaakov, which is over his Osir Lasso, who must see the love of the word Kamba Shulchanot the Mutter, of Aloshia, of Okos of Chalik Kamba Shulchanot. So maybe, in other words, maybe there's a distinction with when it's Mamish the end, then there would be no point in putting it back on the. But that wouldn't be the sheet of the Ramah, because the Ramah sheet is that that you have to keep, that you don't have to keep the chopping of the wood. And that's by regular gosis. He still has 72 hours. Okay. Now there's a tshuva from the Yaskil Avdi, Rav Avadya Hadaya. It's one of the Choshev Rabbanim of Yerushalayim. Well, he has a tshuva here on page 12 about Asher L'Sheila B'im HaRofim on page 12 B'im HaRofim Hechlitu Al-Chola Mesukar Tshuvadek Ben Mavis Rachmano Litzlan V'usovel Yisurim Noroim. So he has a lot of Yisurim. Ha'im Mutar Limnoa L'Hazrik Lo Ha'Insulin. Could we stop giving him insulin? All you days he carved me torso. All zehin if yodol hashiv tshuva kalachas ein limnoa lazrik lo ha'insulin. Ki afsha rofe kava ki ein tikva l'chaim aval ein lisiayish min arachmim. So he says. So is there such a thing of not giving him the medicine? So he says. Kinnik look to Russo Kosov Lachalik on page 13, right side, Os Aleph. Painting Osa Maisim Yadayim. Right, to do a Maisim Yadayim is Osir. Here you didn't do a Maisa. You're not giving him the medicine.
Not giving him medicine is a Maisa?
It's not a Maisa, right. It's not a Maisa. Sheinu goes as Veinu Bashas, he says, Evshagam Messias Amini, Alakarvi Sosu, also. But he says, first thing he says, like Rabbi Blake says, he's not, if a case is not even a Gosais, then there's no heter. In other words, that's what Rabbi Blake always says, that Ramah is by a Gosais. You can't extend that Ramah to something that's not a Gosais. That's what people a lot of times want to extend this Ramah to something that's way beyond the Gosis. I mean, it's not even by the state of a Gosis. So he says, but that, if it's not ain't a Gosis, it's not Shas Yisias Neshama, then even to take away something from him, so you have to give him the medicine. Sarich lo seis o insulin. Kol zeh she ain't a Gosis. And that's what the... Yeah. Radover Pashad. Yeah. She used to be good. I'll not tell you all the have kind of all on you.
Where are you? Paragraph Gimel.
Yeah. Radover Pashad. There's a Omru all these eyes, Adam and Harachimim, Hainalina, Bakashas, Rachim, and Lukud. Shall Adam Mahamshik of Kashar Rachim, Rachola, Fuel, Atipa, Chrono, Laikra is a nace. You never know. Father Shay Lim Smokalnez Losiv Lo Otsar, Shazah Vekosim Lotsaro, Tov Yosil Yos Vashay Valtasil, the Smokal Rachmi Shemaim Shumichaya, Valismokalanez Lotsar Biadaim, Lo Omer Adam Beolum Shum Matsasiv Gilia Marsha. He's then he quotes again the Truvis Beis Yaakov, the Osir Lake Vitsias Nevish, and the Shvus Yaakov argues, like we saw yesterday. So,
in what category do you put technology? In terms, is that depending on the nace, or is that something that's?
I guess no. Technology is not a nace because something that technology doesn't.
So I'm saying, so if a person is in a matzav of a gozes, and there's always technology that's working to find ways to save people's lives or bring them out of that, you know, whatever particular status that they're in. So is that a reason for saying that you always have to extend a person's life because there's always around the corner something that might be useful to bring him back?
So he's saying that well, we had this the Shev Yaakov and the Shvos Yaakov right from yesterday,
right?
So he's saying, but he's saying that in the bottom paragraph, Dalid. Chotzarhu is. Says the refuah she'ain omri mala harofim she'efshar to rab l'gam gamish v'sim Yaakov modela she'ain l'seis lo refuah lakev yisya. He says if, but I guess you have to go buser what we have now. In other words, we're not gonna say tomorrow, you know. So he says ain mokum. So look what he writes at the end. And hey, ain mokum lahate l'seis lo hazrikos shel insulin lakev yitzia sa nefesh. So he thinks even the Shvus Yaakov would be Moda. I don't know, I'm not sure 100% whether he's right or not, but here he's having Yisurim also, that's right, you know, with Ramosha's thing, if there's Yisurim that also plays a role. But the Tzitz Eliezer, again, also was working with the Shavuos Yaakov, and he only was mater at the very end. You know, when it's, you know, he's mamish holding, what does he have, an hour left or something like that. So what's the point of putting him back on the respirator? But if he's still a goses with his 3 days, so then that's different. There's a tshuva of Chaim Dovid Halevi, right, from Tel Aviv, that he wrote in Tchumen. Tchumen is the famous Torah journal and has technology and all the modern shilas of the day. You know, there are many volumes of Tchumen. So he wrote a tshuva many years ago on page 15. Where he discusses, you know, the concept of goses. And he says, and he discusses, you know, the different shitas that we've discussed in the past. And he also speaks about this topic about taking away Hasara Samonea. So he writes here on page 19. He says, Borer, Shemot Kasav Kol Vala Din Notzos Kvar Din Agag Shemot Otsio. He says that the case of the salt on his tongue that you're Tagarger, if you have the salt on his tongue, you can take it away. Because you're hoping that you're going to keep him alive, you know, and in the meantime, maybe something will come. Ataka Sharoi also goes to the Gargar Melch Marich Yisurig. In other words, he came into the hospital, he wasn't doing well, they put him right away on the respirator. And they see what we can do. Maybe we can help him. And then they see that they're not being able to. So he's of the opinion that therefore you could take him off the respirator. He says, if they have their own. So he says, as Odio said, Nirlani has died, the Gami Ritu are from Hamshik, like those who Bezos, Machonis, and Hashama, Adam Rasham. And he's saying that sometimes maybe it'd be us just to keep him on. And especially when he has all Yisurim. So he says, so we see that this person's not going to get better, so then they can take him off. And he says that's like taking he thinks it's like taking away the salt or stopping the chopping of the wood. But again, you know, the question is at what point? You know, the Ramon was only talking, that's the main thing that Rabbi Bleich always says, the Ramon was always only talking once a goses, and then today we saw maybe the, you know, different levels within goses. You know, there's a tshuva here by Rav Yaakov Ariel from Ramat Gan, on page 22, going over to 23, about you have a person that on page 23, Veis Cholim Nimta Cholim Besukach Chayovim Lektoa Shtei Raglov. He need his two legs need to be amputated. And if not, he's going to die. that he would rather die. So that's the question, what should we do? He doesn't want to get the amputation. Do we tell him to what's the... So he says, on the bottom of page 25, he says, "Hashela ha'akronis b'alein levayr huzos im minias hatzalach hamurim k'mor tzicha." This we talked about with Rav Zalman Yechemia. Here you're not doing hatzalah for him. So is that ritzicha? In other words, or is that just you're not doing ma'isa hatzalah for him? So he says, so he has a whole discussion here. He says, not doing hatzol is lo sabma d'adam reyecha. It's not lo sirtzach, but we said, they're two issues. So he says on the page 28, the last page, he says, "An os hey, mi yesh lomash shaktias raglaim lecholim kol chumrasa, yesh lomash he goremes litzum keila she hashechayv shal chol erichayim matzino harbe ketui raglaim shechayv." He says people can live with amputated. So he says that even though there's a mitzvah to save his life, but he says that here's a question of Chayisha, so maybe he has more of a say when it comes to Chayisha. Like Rav Moshe says. Chayisha anu holchim. L'chein olu l'chadchil tzarek l'shachneu. So he says, really, we should try to convince him to get the operation. And he'll have Chayisha. Maybe he can live another 5 months. But if not, shev al tasa. And he says, this is not Ritzicha, like having the operation, it's Osama Dadam Reyecha. And that's the thing, when it's quoting about Osama Dadam Reyecha, that was what Rav Zalman Chemin said, that was Rav Zalman Chemin's word, that it's, when it's not a question of Ritzicha, and it's only a question of Osama Dadam Reyecha, then this is what Rav Zalman Chemin said, we saw last week, then the Chola's opinion could be more valuable. So that's an interesting. I mean, that was what Rav Zalman Chemin said yesterday. That, in other words, if it's Ritzicha, so then we there's nothing to speak about yet. You can't do Ritzicha. But so if you're saying that not giving food is Ritzicha, so if the Chola says he doesn't want food, we don't listen to him because we're doing. It would be Ritzicha. But if it's just doing something that's not what Rav Shlomo Zalman discussed yesterday, the routine things of life, of oxygen and food and things like that, so those routine things of life we always have to continue to do, the routine things of life. And if we don't, then that could be considered Ritzicha. That could be a Gram Ritzicha. But not amputating the legs, so then that's not regular routine things of life. So Mimela, even though he might die if he doesn't get it amputated, but maybe that's only a din of Los Amad al Damriyacha. And it's Los Amad al Damriyacha, and this man is going to be... So if we can convince him, we can convince him. But if he's going to be so depressed that he's going to have to be wheelchaired around the rest of his life with no legs, so then... So Rabbi Ariel says, so just let it be. So that's the,
It becomes the Cholder's decision.
What?
It becomes the Cholder's decision.
Then it becomes the Cholder's decision. You see, this idea of the Cholder's decision is a chiddush, that there's such a thing. So the people that want to, because the pashtus is, halacha is the halacha. But he's saying maybe, and this is what Rav Zalman Lechemia said, that maybe when it's coming to something that's not ritzich, it's a question of, so still we should try to convince him to continue to get the chayisha. But he says kashem beduber b'chayisha, the last four lines in the on page 28 on the bottom on the left, kashem beduber b'chayisha shal adam sovel. He says he sovel yisurim in mitzvah. So then the mitzvah is not knowing. That was Rav Zalman Lechemia's word, that when it's a question of but again, even Rav Zalman Lechemia could be, maybe it's only when there's a ghostess. It could be over here, he's not even a ghostess. It could be over here, it's talking about, in other words, he's extending it beyond even the time of ghostess. He's extending it beyond the time of ghostess. Mustam over here, he's getting an amputation, he's probably not a ghostess. You can't imagine we're talking about a ghostess here. It's not a ghostess. He has the amputated leg. He can live another 5-6 months. But he doesn't want to get the operation. So we try to, Rav Ariel says, we try to convince him. Because he'll get 5-6 months. He'll have chayisha. But he's suffering, and he's depressed, and he's... So that was what Moshe said about the Yisurim. He quotes the Igros Moshe from the Gemara Avodah Zarah, that Gehazi and his sons halchu lipol b'shevi, Aram mishum b'menkach menkach lo yulem halchaisha. They were right. Mehem halchok mishum zoi darker shalolam chaisha and halchim v'fi darker shalolam. So it could be such a thing that even though he's not a ghostess, but that was Rav Zalman Lechemia's word, that once something we can prove that it's. That it's not Ritzicha anymore, which probably it's not Ritzicha for him not to do the operation. And the person who's in charge of him, is if he doesn't go through with the operation, is it he's violating Gram Ritzicha, or he's not just not doing a mitzvah Hatzalah? So he's saying, if you assume that that's the vort, it's not. And how would you assume Gram Ritzicha? Gram Ritzicha would be only the things that you normally give him that are part of his life. Food, water, oxygen, things like that. So then if you take that away, that's Gram Ritzicha. It's that but if you do an action to suffocate him, so that's Ritzicha Mamish, that's not Gram Ritzicha. So he says that doing this operation of amputating his legs could save his life, to add a couple of more months onto his life. But if you don't do it, you're not a rotzeich. If you, the caretaker, is not a rotzeich. It's just he didn't do hatzalah, a ma'isa hatzalah, and he feels that maybe a ma'isa hatzalah, if the guy doesn't want to be saved, then he has a right to say that.
In real life, it's more complicated, because somebody needs amputation, has vascular disease. There's always a possibility may never heal. So actually, it might not be saving his life, and it's also, if it does heal, many years, it's also possible other disease also. So it's it's that's a clear cut situation in real life. It is so clear cut.
You're saying it's not clear cut that what?
Even if you do the amputation,
who says it'll work? Well, that was the machlokas we had between Rav Chaim Moshe and the Mishnah's Chachamim. to do a to, operation to get chayisha at the risk of losing the, you know, in other words, you can get chay olam and maybe not lose the chayisha, but here it's just the chayisha difference. So that was the question of Ramosha, but you're saying it might not work, okay? Yeah. But that's the main point that he's making. And that was Rav Zalman Nechemya's point. That there's a difference between Ritzicha and Menenias Hatzalah. Ritzicha is you do a Maisi B'Yadayim, or an Abram Ritzicha is you take away, you don't give him things that he needs. But to do an operation, then maybe that's not even called Gram Ritzicha. Maybe that's just called, you didn't do the Maisa of Lo Sama L'Adam Riecha. And therefore, that could be toloi in his wishes. Okay, Rabosei, that's a fascinating tshuva of Yaakov Ariel. He once spent Shabbos in NYU. I sat with him over Shabbos. He's the...
With all of these things, this is also why it's very important that everyone should have a healthcare proxy. Because otherwise, the hospitals, they make certain decisions for people.
Right. Right. Yeah. But look, when I was involved with my father, now I made them do, you know, they tore up the DNR. You know, I came there, they tore it up in my face because I told them I didn't want them to have a DNR. So I didn't want them to make decisions based on what's convenient for them. You know. In hospitals, sometimes there's a will to just, you know, vacate the beds, and then not necessarily working with halachic parameters. Okay, Rabosei, it's always a pleasure. Let me say hello to everyone, Dr. Fine. It's good to see you, Rabbi Hess, Rabbi Feldman. Izzy, still in Florida? Okay, Rabbi Levy, good morning.
Thank you very much.
Natan Bauer, good morning. Jacob Rockland, good morning. Rav Yitzchak Carroll, good morning. Stephen Jaffe, good morning. Rav Harari, good morning. Okay, is there anyone that I didn't say hello to? No. Rabbi Levy, good morning.
Rabbi Simon, what are we doing tomorrow, 23?
Yeah, 23.
Okay, thank you. But we don't have 20, I don't have 24, okay.
Okay, hopefully. Okay, good to see you all. You should be well. Kol tov.